Welcome to the 10-question pop quiz for Ksuba's Daf Mem Dalet. Number 1. Wish Daf learned that a daughter's earnings after her father's death is like what she finds after his death. Just as she keeps what she finds, she keeps what she earns. That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 2. Wish Daf learned that Boches and Megam go to the father since he's the one losing out, since he could have married her off to a Manuvo or Mukoshchin. That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we have two different reasons as to why when there are two shtaros on the same field, the second shtar is mevatel the first one? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we melkogas of coming from Yehuda if a girl was married off twice, whether she gets both ksubas or her father gets the money from the first ksuba? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn that Hanar Marasa, Shoharasa will haisa b'kedusha, will haidasa b'kedusha, she gets skila, but her defamer, if found guilty, does not pay the fine? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn Rabba said that Rabbi Shimon treats a knas as money with regards to bequeathing it to one's sons? That's on Daf Mem Beis. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have a machlokas whether one who defames a yesoma is pater from paying the fine? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you want? According to one Tana, a mefatu confesses does not pay Boches and Megam because Beis Din does not give him a platform to ruin a girl's reputation. That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you want from the pasuk that an eved kanani is bequeathed to one's sons but not his daughter's earnings? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which stuff you malchus with Yosef Gilead and Rekiva whether a Nara who was engaged, divorced, and then violated receives her knas? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Excellent. All right. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zich wishing you a great day and great learning.